It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Thieves are stealing important wires from RTD's rail system. That's disrupting service and costing thousands of dollars. Dave Jensen is RTD's Assistant General Manager for Rail Operations.
We've had a rash of thefts over the past 6 or 7 weeks, and in my view, it's significantly hampering our ability to provide the quality of service that we'd like.
Jensen says stealing the wires is very dangerous and that RTD has stepped up patrols. 2022 is officially the deadliest year for people on Colorado's lakes, rivers, and streams, CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
37 people have drowned in state bodies of water this year, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That surpasses the 34 water-related deaths tallied in 2020. The most recent death came Saturday, when park rangers at Grand Junction's Corn Lake recovered the body of a paddleboarder. Officials say most victims die after falling into water without a mandatory life jacket. Some state parks, like Lake Pueblo, have free loaner programs for those who need a life jacket. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
Trinidad City Council has passed an ordinance allowing delivery of retail cannabis. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce reports.
Shops in the city say overregulation and high taxes are hurting their businesses, so they're looking for new ways to boost sales. On top of now allowing delivery of the products inside the city, the council also changed how the city taxes marijuana sales to help local growers. Delivery, however, will still be regulated by state law, which limits where and how it can be delivered. The Trinidad Chronicle News reports both ordinances passed unanimously. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos fell short of winning their first game under new head coach Nathaniel Hackett and new franchise quarterback Russell Wilson. They lost by 1 point to the Seattle Seahawks on Monday. It was Wilson's first appearance